Hi, this is Nat Metcalf. Is your club looking for a new kit? Don't forget to try the 3D kit designer online at flyhawk.com.
The Netball Show with Flyhawk, raising the bar for netball and women's sport.
It's a Netball Show with Flyhawk. Delighted, as always, to hear from Anna Carter and the Elite Netball Academy. And we're also joined by Emily Jagger and Georgie Starkey as well. Anna, Elite Netball Academy itself has seen real growth since you initially launched it, hasn't it?
Yeah, it has. It's been quite exciting, really, over the past couple of years, see the demand for what we do really increase. Exciting times, Andy.
So, that said, why was the time right to launch something like this now?
I think there was a few reasons for it, really. One, how we could support the netball community better. So, you know, we often speak to coaches who come and get a writing pad out and a pen to watch training and kind of scribble down what they're seeing and ideas. And you go away and you look at your notes and you go, that now makes no sense whatsoever. Whereas the opportunity to be able to film something and see kind of the quality of it and what it should look like at the end of it, slow it down, speed it up. Also at the coaching points, we felt the coaches were really beneficial. But also for players, you know, there's such a lot of information on Instagram, but a lot of it isn't necessarily from a trusted place. So we also felt that for athletes, it was a great platform for them to enter, to know that it was Elite Netball and our contacts and qualified people that did the yoga, did the injury prevention things. And it was coming from a trusted source, really was really important to us. So be able to support coaches, support players was really important, give them a trusted platform to go to where they could get great information that hit all levels from beginners right through to advanced players or coaches. And just set that up really was where it was at for us. It was just an exciting project to be a part of.
Last year, we launched the coach training videos as a bit of a test, I suppose. We just sort of thought, well, we'll create a few videos, some PDF resources, and almost see what happens. And it flew. Like, it went pretty crazy. I don't think any of us really expected it to do what it did. And we sort of thought, there's a real appetite here. And we kept getting feedback saying, we want more videos, more skills, more drills. So just back at what Anna said, it was like, wow, okay, it's there. The audience want this. And I guess netball coaches have normal jobs, a lot of them. You know, they're 9 to 5 in maybe an office environment or something, and they're getting home and chucking tea down the mouth. They don't want to think about what session I'm going to do. So we just thought having a resource where they can just log on to Elite Netball, grab it, watch the video, download the PDF and go, you know, just making their lives easy as well and elevating the sport along that. So, you know, a couple of reasons, but we're just so amazed at how everyone's reacted to it. It's brilliant.
I guess as well that got us to get AB involved from Loughborough Lightning, who does all the analysis for them, was again coaches say, oh, I'm really good at doing drills, or I feel really confident with the drills I'm doing, and I get to game day and I can't always see then what the girls need when they step out on court. So it was good to get AB involved, who again could look at it from a tactical analysis point, look at centre pass attack setup, centre pass defence setup. So we just really wanted to make the area come alive. We did a lot of research on other platforms, and a lot of platforms were brilliant, but nowhere had everything. And we just found ourselves, and me as a coach, going to one platform for that and another platform for that. And I just thought, God, how good would it be to have the best information all in one place? So that's what we've led with.
Definitely some of the work that's gone into it sounds quite extensive. Emily, I get the impression that Anna comes to you with these mad ideas and you're the one asked to sort them all out in a practical sense. Would that be right?
Yes, so in a sense, I've got to piece together the puzzle. Anna comes with all these fabulous ideas and I've got to make logical sense out of it all. So she has sort of step 10 idea and I have to create steps 1 through to 9 to get to step 10. So that's what I doing part of the team behind this project.
Well, you're a coach as well, aren't you? So what's it like for coaches having a resource like this?
So I coach within the academies as well. So it just means that we have easy access to the resources, can pull ideas from each other. So we have that community sense as well. You know, when we're in the coaching team sort of group chat that we've got at Elite, we try and share ideas from each other. So we base on the same theme each week within the academies, but the way that will be presented to the groups that we actually have will slightly differ. So we try then to share them ideas, video it, and connect with each other through that.
It's a big advantage having somebody like Maggie Birkinshaw involved as well, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely.
With Maggie, obviously, Andy, since I can remember. And I think with Maggie, where we was going with it is the defensive element. So she's such a leader in that defensive end, and obviously worked with some fantastic players in the league and nationally as well. And the fact she's a national selector as well within the Roadies programme just means that she's got that added bit of knowledge that she can add to the platform to what she's looking for, what the players need to do, and what are the key elements for player development. So having her involved and doing a number of sessions has really added value again to the platform. I mean, we've just had some brilliant people, AB, Maggie, both Nat Panagari and Nat Metcalf are contributing to the platform as well. I mean, there's not a lot to not like there, is there?
Any details you can share on camps that are going to be running over the next couple of months? Because I know they always sell well.
To be honest, Andy, we're probably not going to run anything in October because we're doing the Disneyland
you're
Paris.
Sunbathing. You're not running any camps because you're too busy sunbathing.
I wish.
only we had time. So we've decided, because we're taking the team there, that we won't do anything in October at home. But then that means that we can kind of really give something everybody something exciting to look forward to when we do run the next lot of camps.
It's just really suitable for players, coaches and fans of the game.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I think the key things for us is, you know, we wanted people to get loads of tactical information, loads of technical information, and some stuff on lifestyle. So even stuff like dealing with anxiety before trials, how to be prepared in general. There's all sorts of subjects that we've hit on. We've got yoga in there for recovery that's, again, netball focused. So we've tried to make every single thing that we do related to performance and netball at every level. And I think the important thing is that there's fresh content being fed through all the time. So it's not, again, like a lot of platforms where it's all on there at the beginning of the year and you don't go on it again because you've got everything you want out of it. For us, we're really keen to keep adding content to it, see what the latest trends are in the game or where the questions are coming from on their Instagram, and just go, oh, that is actually a really good topic to cover. So we just want to be continuously supporting our netball family and, you know, driving standards, which is our aim in general. And that can be from the bottom, the starting point, right the way through to performance.
Something like this is really important to netball over here in the UK. Georgie, obviously the membership just launched this week. So what's that initial demand been like?
We've been blown away, actually, by it. A lot of the members from last year have re-signed, which, again, is great. That just tells us that they loved the content from last year. And then the number of new members as well has been brilliant. We sort of had some expectations of what we wanted, and I think it surpassed all what we were expecting. And I noticed there was some sign-up. There was one from Hong Kong. There's been two in Australia, one in Switzerland. So we're going global, which is exciting. And just for Anna's point, you know, it's sort of, there's going to be so many iterations of it. It's really going to keep growing, and sort of probably every week you'll log back on and there'll be new content there. And, you know, if players see, you know, they're watching netball on Sky or internationally, or they're seeing clips on Instagram, we've actually got a feedback section so they can say, hey, how do I do a shot rejection like Shamira Sterling? Can you please teach me the skills to do that? You know, we can then take that feedback and start putting content together to help players really excel and kind of develop their skills. So that's what's exciting for me. It's a real two-way thing. People can say what they want to see and we can make it happen as well.
And the development side of things as well is obviously going to include S&C, lifestyle, workouts, what to eat before games, that kind of thing, almost like a whole picture around the actual game that goes out on court.
Yeah, so there's obviously a lot of components to just being a good netballer. We've got ball and wall videos that are hopefully going to go online, speed and agility sessions, all sorts of different things that aren't just the generic netball skill practices. We've tried to touch upon all the sort of different areas that people would need.
And obviously you'll be aware of the shows, your Nat Metcalfe's, anybody else really. Having the resource of something like this online for players in the future is can only aid to their development.
Yeah, it's funny you should mention the Shaw Sisters, because Rachel has done the Speed and Agility programme, so people may go on to...
Read your mind.
Yes, clearly. You know me too well. And look at Rachel Shaw doing the Speed and Agility and go, oh, I know where. And Lydia Harrison's doing examples of the ball and wall, who obviously has just been selected for the England Under 21 programme. And then, you know, so if you want an example of how to do things to a high quality as a player, you've certainly got them there, haven't you? So, yeah, it's just exciting. And I think, again, some of the brainstorming sessions that we had with the team was, you know, when we were kind of going through the rankings or going through the pathway, what would have helped us be even better, you know. And I think for me, shooters get a bit fed up of the same shooting programme. It's nice just to be able to print something off and run with it. Same again with the ball and wall. It's nice to just be able to get a schedule and go out there, especially if you're injured. There's nothing worse than sitting there at a training session watching everyone else do something you love. Whereas if you've got a ball and wall session, at least you can keep yourself busy. And equally, that supports the coach as well. The coach can just pull that session off and say to the injured players, right, I've got this ball and wall session for you girls. You know, you sort that out. We're going to go over here and do this. And so, yeah, it's just been loads of brainstorming sessions with, you know, quality people within the industry that are at the top of the game with Maggie and AB, etc. And young players that have said, oh, well, if we could access anything, it would be these kinds of things. So we've really done our homework.
Emily, what's the initial feedback been like?
So we've had a lot of feedback so far. Everyone's found the process quite smoothly in terms of logging in and stuff. So even that initial customer experience, we want to make sure is as high a quality as we can. And then the footage, you know, it covers a varied amount of areas and people are loving what they're seeing, and especially the quality of the videos themselves. We try and use players that are going to deliver the session in the way we want them to, so the aim of the session gets across to the coach or whoever's watching it.
And I'll possibly be right that it's the second year of the Flyhawk agreement.
Yeah, I mean, Flyhawk are just amazing. Steph's so easy to work with in a team. I mean, I've got it on now. I wear it very proud, and or members and the people that start our academies, one of the first things they ask is when can we get kit, because they see it on the other athletes and it looks amazing. And for me, you know, we've traveled around now, we've worn the same kit for going on 12 months. I have ordered some new now, and then it's just washes so well and it's just easy. So yeah, it will continue. And yeah, I just can't speak highly enough of Flyhawk. They're just amazing.
Georgie, the membership is live now on elitenetballacademy.co.uk. Give us an indication of the price points, please.
Yeah, so the membership is live now. You can find it on the Elite Netball website, and it's £50 for the year. So it's just a straight up £50. There's no confusing monthly subscriptions you have to sign into. It's a year annual fee, and you pay it and you have access for the full 12 months. We're hoping in the next few months to launch what we're going to call a bonus content area. So that will be, Nat Panigari will be heavily involved in that, I believe, with Andrew Butterworth. So that is hopefully coming soon. And existing members will be able to add that to their membership for $9.99. Or if you'll be a new member at that point, that will be $59.99. So again, you're getting access to, you know, amazing advice and skills and drills from Nat just for sort of $9.99 for the full 12 months. So really excited to see that content come to fruition soon as well.
And that wouldn't matter, no matter what point in the year you actually joined, it would obviously, you'd have access to the whole content as soon as you joined.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
So we're excited to offer any listeners a discount of 10%. So we've got a code that we'll be sharing with you. But yeah, 10% off to get everyone signed up and involved and giving them access to that members area.
Get ready for the website to go into meltdown. Thanks, Anna. Thanks, Georgie. And thanks, Emily, as well. EliteNetballAcademy.co.uk for more. There is a membership section on there that's already online. And thanks, everybody, in the meantime.
Thank you.
The Netball Show is now also available via Sky HD, Sky Q and Sky Glass. Select sport and we're on the podcast rail.